Good morning, ladies.
早上好。
When we look at our Bible is a masterpiece.
我们看我们的圣经其实是一部杰作。
It has so much in it.
有很多很多的东西在里边。
We see it shows us the lives of different people and how they overcame.
他们向我们展示不同人的生活，然后他们怎么样得胜的。
He gave us the Psalms to bless our heart and to help us when we're down.
神也给我们诗篇，让我们就是很低落的时候，知道说如何来振作起来。
He gave us the New Testament to help us to know how to live.
给我们新约，让我们知道如何生活。
But today I want to take something out of the Bible, the characters in the Bible.
今天我来想讲圣经中的一些人物。
They were men and women just like us.
就像我们一样的普通的男人女人。
But we can see how their character and how God brought them through some very hard situations.
就是我们看他们的品格，然后神怎么带领他们经过一些很艰难的时光。
They faced great challenges, but they overcame them.With their faith in him.
然后他们面对艰难的巨大的挑战，但是他们靠着信心真的是克服了这些。
I want to start with Noah today.
我们今天先来看挪亚。
Now, if I were to give Noah a title,
如果我要是给挪亚一个头衔的话，我会说他是
Noah did what was right even when he was all aloneAnd no one else did it.
就是虽然挪亚只是孤单一人，没有任何人去这样做，但是他还是在做正确的事情，做对的事情。
Sometimes we may feel like we're pretty much alone.
有的时候我们觉得自己是很孤单的。
But Noah, in the age that he lived, was the only one. Now, well, let's just look about it.When God despaired of man, he was going to destroy the world with water.
然后呢，神当时就决定要用洪水来除灭世界。
But there was one man, Noah.
但是呢，有一个人就是挪亚。
You know, if God was like us, he would probably say, "Well, why should I bother with that one?"
如果神像我们，我们就会说，就一个何必在意呢？
Actually, he took that one and used him in a tremendous way.
但是实际上神就用这一个人就是起了很大的作用。
Because God told him to build an ark, get himself ready, and his family, because this flood was coming.
因为神就告诉他说，建一个方舟，让他和他的家人要准备好，因为洪水要来了。
After Noah worked so hard, he and his sons, and they built the ark and got the animals all in, and they were inside. God said this to Noah.
然后在挪亚把一切都准备好，然后他和他的家人、他的儿子们，还有这些动物都进了方舟之后，神这样对他说。
It was worth all that he did for what God said to him.
真的，这个是就值得他为他所做的一切。
God said, "For you alone." I have seemed to be righteous before me in this time. Only you, Noah.
然后神说，因为在这个时代，只有你在我眼中是义人。
I said that little part at the end, but to have God say, you're the only one, but you stood for me and you live righteously. What a tremendous testimony from God about a person.
所以呢，神是这样说，你是这个唯一的一个，你过一个公义的生活，你为我站立，那有神这样子来为挪亚做见证，是多么了不起的一件事情。
And God used Noah almost as he did Adam and Eve, because it was because of Noah the world could go on.
神用挪亚就好像神对那个亚当跟夏娃一样，因为有挪亚，所以这个世界可以继续。
Maybe sometimes you feel like you're alone. You're the only one in your family. You have no friends that are Christians. But remember this, God notices, God watches.
有时候你可能觉得你只有一个人，你很就你单独一个，在你的朋友在你的家人中你是唯一的基督徒，但是你要知道神在看顾，神知道。
Now we're going to look a little bit about Abraham and see what was there special about him.
然后我们再来看亚伯拉罕，看他有什么特别之处。
God, in Genesis 12, it tells us that God said to him, go from your country, from your relatives, and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
神在创世纪第十二章对亚伯拉罕说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
Now when God said that, if he were to say that to you, that would mean that you are alone. He wants you to go out into the unknown where you don't know anything about it.
如果神是对你说，那就说你是就是一个人，就是单独的孤单的一个人，然后神要你去一个不确定的一个未知的世界里。
He wanted Abraham to leave his comfort zone and march on into the uncertainty.
然后呢，神想要亚伯拉罕离开他的舒适的这个环境，他所很熟知的环境，进到一个不确定的地方去。
What a wonderful trait.
那神给他一个是多么好的一个交易，或者说神给他的多么好呢？
But you know, Abraham wasn't the last one that did this. Down through the centuries, men and women have left their homes and gone out to serve the Lord.
然后亚伯拉罕不是最后一个这样做的，整个这个人类历史中有很多的男人或女人听就是回应神的呼召，去到那个未知的世界里去。
Sometimes we get into unknown territory too.
有的时候我们也要进到一个未知的世界领域去。
Sometimes there are sicknesses that come on us that we hardly understand, but God is saying, when you go into the unknown, I will go with you.
有的时候呢，我们会碰到这个疾病是我们完全没有经历过的，但是神对我们说，你要去到一个未知的世界里边，但是我会和你同在，我会和你同去。
Let's look at Joseph for a minute.
然后我们再来看约瑟。
You see, Joseph endured in spite of the circumstances.
就是不管怎么样的环境，这个约瑟他忍耐下来，他坚忍下来。
Joseph actually is a very powerful story in his life.
这个约瑟的故事是一个非常有力的故事。
He had a pretty hard life.
他有一个很艰难的生活。
Now, some of you may think you have a hard life too.
有的人可能会觉得我的生活也很不容易啊。
Well, let's just follow Joseph for a moment.
让我们来看约瑟的生活。
He was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers.
他被他嫉妒的哥哥们卖为奴隶。
His father was told that he was killed by a wild animal.
他的爸爸呢就被告知说他被一个野兽给吞吃了。
But now he's in slavery. He was bought by a man, and he was framed by his boss's wife because he refused to sleep with her and was thrown into prison.
然后呢，他被一个人买了，但是后来又被祖母所陷害，因为他拒绝这个祖母的诱惑，结果被下到监里。
Now, even in this job, that boss became so, he had trusted Joseph until he gave him the running of everything.
然后呢，他当时被卖为奴隶的时候，他的这个主人特别的相信他，就是最后呢，就是把全家都交给他来管理。
You see the character of Joseph, even when he was a slave, he worked so hard, did so well, even under all of that, that he was raised up in his job.
我们可以看到那个约瑟的品格，即使他是一个奴隶，但是他工作的很努力，也做得非常的好。所以呢，他即使是奴隶，他最后也被高升。
And for all the hard work he did, he was thrown into prison.
虽然他工作很努力，但是他却被下到监里。
You know, I would suspect that maybe he should go to prison and lay there and say, poor me, I did all of this. I was so good. I tried so hard. Look where I am.
然后他可能如果是我可以想象说如果是别人下到监里就说你看看我多可怜呐、啊、我工作这么努力这样子辛苦我竟然被下到监里太我也太倒霉太可怜了。
But instead, he was such a help to the head of the prison that he trusted him, and in there he was able to tell some two people about to interpret their dreams.
然后呢但是他下到监狱里边呢确实他在那里的那个监狱长呢确实很信任他直到他最后为两个囚犯解梦。
There was none of that poor me.
他不是说那个你看我多可怜。
Ladies, I understand at times if we're not careful, we get that attitude, poor me.
No, 我知道。如果我们不小心的时候有的时候我们就会有这种态度就觉得哎呀我好可怜呐。
No one understands me.
没人了解我。
Don't they see how hard I work?
难道他们不知道我多努力吗多工作多勤奋吗
Sometimes even when trials and tests come, we pull that on the Lord. Poor me, why is God allowing me to have to go through this?
有时候有试炼来的时候我们就会把这个向神抱怨说我多可怜呐、啊、神怎么允许这些事情发生在我生活中呢
So you see, that was not in Joseph's character.
但是约瑟他却不是这样子的 他不是这样的。
And we see in the very end, we find out that Joseph interpreted a dream, Pharaoh listened, and he became second in chargeOf Egypt.
然后我们看到最后呢约瑟呢就为法老解梦他就被升到了这个埃及的宰相就是只是在法老之下的最有权力的人。
So we see that Joseph's character was, no matter what circumstance he was found in, he did his very best to overcome and to do excellent in whatever he was put in.
然后我们就看到约瑟的品格就是不管在什么样的环境之下他都是非常做得非常的好然后他克服了得在他的环境中得胜。
And finally, when he saw his brothers, he had the power to kill them.
他最后见到他的哥哥们的时候他实际上手中有权力可以杀了他们。
But instead he wept and then he hugged them.
但是呢他却痛哭就拥抱他们。
He said, I know what you did was for evil, but God turned it to good.
他说我知道你们的意思原来是害我但是神让这些事情成为神的意思却是好的。
Oh, that we could get hold of that understanding.
如果我们能够真的是了解抓住这个意义。
The flesh cries out under adversity. The flesh cries out under sickness or when people treat us mean.
然后当我们生病或者别人就是错待我们的时候我们那个肉体会呼喊。
But if we can only by faith grip hold that God will bring us out of this victoriously.
但是如果我们靠着信心可以抓住说神可以让我们在这个里边就是得胜了经过这一切。
I'm going to give you one more.
我再给大家一个。
And that's Moses.
那就是摩西。
You see, God had to really convince Moses to go to Pharaoh. Moses didn't want to go. He made all kinds of excuses.
就是神，摩西刚开始是不想到法老面前去的，做了很多的这个，找了很多的理由，神必须得说服他去。
But finally, he said, I will. He did go. And we see him stand before the greatest king probably at that time and tell him, God wants our people to go.
然后呢他最后决定要去了然后他最后站在当时这个地球上最有权势的人物就是法老面前说神说让我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
那个就是让我的百姓去。
And God, in his marvelous ways, brought the Pharaoh to the place he sent them out.
然后呢，神就是真的是用一个奇妙的方式，最后这个法老就把他们送走了，就让他们赶快走了。
You know the story of their many miracles that God did, took them through the Red Sea.
你们知道大家这个故事，就是说神行了很多的神迹，最后神让他们过了红海。
And there were million people, that probably a million of them, he was leading out into the desert.
然后应该是有上百万的人，摩西把他们带到了旷野。
Now the first thing was they complained. When the Pharaoh was behind them and the sea before them, they didn't trust God, and Moses, through God, made a miracle.
然后呢，第一件事呢，就是这个百姓呢，因为前面有红海，后边有追兵，他们就开始抱怨。然后呢，这时候神就行神迹，让他们过了红海。
Oh, they changed their tune then. They became happy and joyful as they galloped across there, and God took them through that very crisis.
然后之后呢，他们就开始颂赞神呐，就很高兴歌唱。那是他们第一个危机。
Three days later, through the desert, they were crying and wanting to go back because there wasn't any water.
只过了三天，他们就开始抱怨，就又想回到埃及去，因为没有水。
Then they found water, and when they tasted it, it was bitter, and oh, they were angry.
然后呢，他们找到水了，但是一尝那个水呢是苦的，然后他们就很生气。
And God, once again, just with a tree, was able to perform a miracle for them.
然后呢，神就通过一棵树又行了神迹，把水变甜。
Now this happened time after time.
这样的景象呢，情况呢，就不断的发生。
They would complain, and God would have to do something through Moses.
然后他们抱怨，神就通过摩西行做事。
But you know, there came a time when God got very angry at them.
但是你知道，到后来有一个时间，神对他们很生气。
And he said, Moses, I'm going to destroy these people and lift up a people from you.
然后神就对摩西说，摩西，你且由着我，让我除灭这些百姓，然后从你，我再重新做一个，就是重新建造一个族。
I'm going to blot out their name out of the book of life.
然后呢，我要把他们的名字从生命册上抹去。
Now, if you were Moses, what would be your reaction?
如果你是摩西，那你的反应应该是怎么样呢？
Oh, you mean I would be the father of them all? I would be the one that would be lifted up down through history?
然后说，哦，我要成为这个民族的祖先吗？然后整个人类历史都会称赞我吗？
And Lord, you know what a pain in the neck these people have been to me all this time.
神啊，你知道这些人真的是怎么对待我的，特别的。
Always grumbling, always complaining.
总是在抱怨，总是在哼哼。
I've gone through this for 40 years.
我跟他们已经待了40年了。
It's music to my ears that you say you're going to destroy them.
你说你要把他们整个灭绝，真是对我听的简直像美妙的音乐。
But we know Moses didn't do that, did he?
但是我们知道摩西不是这样说的。
And when I think of what he went through with those people,
但我想一想这些人怎么对待他，他怎么忍受这些百姓的。
Even worse than what you've gone through with your husband.
可能比你和你先生的这个中间的关系更艰难。
For a much longer time for many of you.
也比我们经历的时间更久。
But this is what he said.
但是摩西是这样讲的。
He told God, if you take their name out of the book of life, take my name out too.
他说神啊，如果你要是把他们的名字从你的册上就是涂去的话，那你也把我的名字从你所写的册上涂去。
One of the character traits of this great man was love for his people.
这位伟大的摩西，他的一个很大的特征就是他对他百姓的爱。
They gave him a lot of trouble.
这些百姓给了他很多麻烦。
They would tell him off. They, in some ways, they abused him.
然后他们甚至虐的，就是错待他，亏待他。他们只是利用他。
When it came down to it, He said, Lord, if you're going to take their name out, take my name out.
但是到最后摩西说，神啊，如果你要从你的生命册上涂抹他们的名字，你也把我的名字涂抹掉吧。
He had a wonderful love. God had given him something in his life that now he didn't hate. He didn't resent. He loved them when he knew that they might be killed.
然后呢，神真的是他的一个很大的特征，就是他对他百姓的爱。神给他一个很奇妙的爱，所以呢，即使这些百姓，他没有恨这些百姓，也没有怨恨他们。
Even if their death would have benefited him, he would have become leader.
即使这些百姓的，如果这些百姓死亡会对摩西有益，他也没有这样去这样做。
I don't mean just this time. He would have taken Abraham's place.All down through the ages, it wouldn't be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It would have been the God of Moses, whoever come after him.
他其实可以是取代亚伯拉罕的位置。神不再说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神，神说我是摩西的神。但是他没有这样做。
But love overruled.
但是呢，爱占了上风。
Oh, that God would give us this love.
愿神真的给我们这样的爱。
I believe it's the love that gives us peace.
我觉得爱是给我们心里带来平安。
A love that can take us through the storms.
然后爱可以让我们经历这种风暴。
The love that can help us to stand what is coming our way.
就是爱使我们在我们所要经历的面前可以站立得住。
These were men just like us, flesh and blood men, with desires and longings of the human heart. But God did something in their lives, and their beautiful character showed through.
然后呢，他们是跟我们一样，有血有肉，有自己的七情六欲。但是呢，神在他们生命中呢，就是做奇妙的工作，所以我们可以看到这些美好的品格。
I believe many of you have some very beautiful character traits.
我相信这些人也有一些很美好的品格，有些我们中间。
And you know God can use you.
你知道神可以来用你。
Somehow he, when people see these things, they may act funny, but in their heart, they have something there that believes that you are really outstanding for God.
然后呢，即使有些时候呢，有些人他们可能不赞成你，或者是表现的是另外一种，但是他们心里相信你是有一个，你是有品格的。
I hope this has encouraged us a little bit.
我希望这个可以鼓励我们。
To ask God to help us in these circumstances that his character, the character of Christ, can come through us.
求神在不管什么样的情形中帮助我们，让神的品格让基督的品格可以从我们身上展现出来。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, dear, we're so thankful that we can come to you and you can change our lives.
亲爱的耶稣，我们真的是很感谢，我们可以来到你面前，你可以改变我们的生命。
We aren't what we used to be.
我们就常常就是我们原来的，就是我们的样子。
But Father,There's so much more we want to be for you.
但是父啊，我们真的是很想为了你，真的是有更多的，更像你。
Help our weaknesses and our frailties.
真的是在我们的软弱中来帮助我们。
Because Lord, you can change us.
因为你真的是可以改变我们。
You can do things for us that we would not even believe.
你可以为我们做我们不能相信，我们不能想象的事。
So we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will be with our ladies.
圣灵啊，求你和我们每一位同在。
That you will strengthen and encourage them.
你是坚固我们，鼓励我们。
When they see hard times, to run to you and find that strength that they need.
当我们经历艰难的时候，真的是跑到你跟前，真的是被你来坚固，被你从你那里得力量。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies, for listening.
谢谢大家，谢谢大家，来上倾听。